All right. What if I told you that I don't know what I'm doing? I'm not alone. okay, so maybe I have somewhat of an idea of what I am doing, but I get this sense that people look to the pastor to have all of the answers. But I'm going to tell you, I don't. And even if it seems like I do, sometimes I'm just making it up. If you've ever been in a pastoral position, sometimes people will ask you a question, what does this scripture mean? And you wonder what the first thing I do is? I type it into Google and see what Google has to say. But a couple years ago, somebody came to me and told me that they really like it when my sermons communicate information about scripture or communicates God's word, but they like it less when I'm sharing my opinion. My response was, it's kind of all my opinion. Even when I choose to read from the Bible is about what I think, what I feel, what I have found in prayer. I choose the scholarship based on thoughts that I have. I mean, it's an educated opinion. I try to avoid stuff that is simply not true. I avoid suspect scholarship. And I do base what I preach off of conversations that I've had with y'all. I don't want to say that I'm just going off the cuff and lying all the time. That's not what I mean. But the truth is that we all kind of want to hear capital T truth. Like, this is true without a doubt. And trust me, I'm there with you in this. But we are all always interpreting. And we all have to constantly be asking ourselves the question, is this the truth? And now you'll look at me and say, well, he went to seminary. Don't they give you all the answers? And you may think that, but what you learn when you go to seminary is less that they give you all the answers to all the questions, and more that they give you all the questions. Who wrote a passage in the Bible? What was it like in the world when they wrote it? What were they trying to communicate? And who were they trying to communicate it to? And how do all of those questions influence how we understand what they wrote? It's all questions. Sometimes I'm very good at living with those questions, and sometimes I'm not. But I firmly believe that this conundrum is part of the human condition. We would like to know more than we are able to know, especially when we're talking about God. At the very least, we would like to know that someone is qualified to answer all of our questions. But claiming to know God's word without a doubt is playing with fire. If you're not careful, you will get burned. And so, in all things, we try to do the best that we can. And today's scripture from Isaiah deals with this a little bit. What does it mean to speak a word from God, to listen to God, to communicate God's message of grace? And the answer is that it takes a bit of humility, admitting that we don't know all the answers, but as those who have known God in our lives, we try our best anyways. So here now our scripture, Isaiah chapter 50. Well, the Lord has given me a trained tongue that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear and I was not rebellious. I did not turn back. I gave my back to those who struck me and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand in court together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? May God bless this reading. Well, Isaiah is a prophet, which might be the most obvious statement. That is true. Isaiah, a prophet. He speaks a word from God. Sometimes it is a word of judgment, and sometimes it is a word of hope. But the word comes to him, and it is a word that he must speak. There aren't any options for the prophet. God has spoken, called him into the role, and so he goes out and he starts professing. Okay, when I read a passage like this one or any of the prophets, I don't doubt Isaiah's feeling that he needs to speak these words. And indeed, Isaiah talks about needing to speak a word of hope for the weary. But I always wonder, for us as listeners, why should we listen? What is it about the prophet that makes their words compelling? After all, today, if somebody came to you and said, "God told me to tell you," we may wonder, did God actually tell them something? Or are they hearing things? When I'm discerning God's call in my own life, I have the same conversation. Is it God speaking to me? Or is it my own internal voice speaking? The thing is that hearing from God can be difficult. I do believe we have to admit that God sometimes simply speaks. And we can listen or we can turn away. God speaking into our world, this kind of event, is what theologians call special revelation. As in, it's not a natural occurrence. It's special. It's different. It's set apart. So sometimes prophets speak in this kind of special revelation. So how do we trust it as the hearers? But we also know that the character of God is very particular. When we read the scriptures, we are reading the Bible as a book that is a collection of stories about God communicating with people. It gives account of what it looks like when God intervenes in our lives. And indeed, this is often what the prophets are doing. According to the biblical scholar Walter Brueggemann, a prophet is one who is so comfortable with the tradition that they are able to speak to current events through the knowledge of the historical encounters of God with humanity. Basically, they know the story of God and Israel so well that they can point to the world around them and say, "Hey, I think we're off base here." So if someone says that they have heard a word from God and you're worried about whether or not it's actually a divine message, you can ask yourself, does this line up with what I know about God from the Bible? Does this line up with the God that Scripture attests to? So we have special revelation where God just speaks. We have following the biblical account. And then I think in the modern world, we can add a third category to how we evaluate people's speech about God, integrity. When I was graduating from divinity school, one of my favorite professors gave a benediction that still hangs up in my office today. In it, he called us to the kind of integrity that means when people get a peek behind the curtain of your life, they believe you more, not less. And I've lived with that. Not saying I'm perfect, but I never claimed to be perfect. So this passage in Isaiah comes from a series of passages called the Suffering Servant. And you can hear it in this scripture, right? There are all these messages of how the prophet has been abused. The one that really catches me, surprise, surprise, is the pulling at the beard. That hurts. But early Christians used this imagery of the suffering servant in Isaiah to talk about Jesus as the one who has been broken on behalf of the greater community. But in a way, it speaks to the integrity of the speaker in a uniquely Christian way. Why do we believe what Jesus has to say? Because he is the embodiment of God's presence with us. And what does that look like? It looks like serving others. It looks like going out of your way to welcome the stranger. It looks like challenging unjust systems. It looks like risking your own life for the sake and the good of others. The suffering servant doesn't speak because what he has to say is popular. He speaks it because it is the word of God. And in many ways, he suffers consequences for that. Jesus is the same way. And so another reason to trust that someone has heard a message from God is that their life is a reflection of the love of God, of the giving of who they are to others. So that's three ways then to measure a statement from God. Sometimes we just know it's a message, we feel it in our bones, and sometimes we look at the tradition and we can see reflections and what's being said. And we can add to that, that if a message is coming from a place that reflects God's love, then there is integrity to the messenger. But let's also be real about this. None of that guarantees that something is a message from God. And when someone says they are absolutely speaking for God, I get very, very worried. Because the truth is, in faith, we are very much feeling around in the dark for answers. We are finite creatures. We have a beginning and an end. God is infinite, without beginning or end. We are not and will not be able to grasp who God is fully. That's just part of being human. You know, I still remember my first job at a seminary. I made a mistake in one of my earliest sermons. I was an associate pastor, so I preached every 6 weeks or so. I wasn't quite in the rhythm of it. And I can remember in the sermon, I said something about the Annunciation being the words God says to Jesus during the baptism. "You are my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And someone came up to me afterwards and said in a very kind way, "You know, that's not the Annunciation, right?" And I was like, oh, you have that sinking feeling in your stomach? And he was right. The Annunciation is God's message to Mary that she will bear a son. So I wasn't even really close. As an early pastor, I was so embarrassed. What a weird mistake to have made. Not to mention when you're a young pastor, you're trying to prove that you paid attention in seminary. But this was a moment when I learned something that has repeated itself in my ministry over and over and over again. I may be the preacher, but if you think that every word that comes out of my mouth comes from directly from the mouth of God, then I'm going to let you down a lot. Because I, like the rest of you, am searching for answers. I'm searching for the truth that I want just as badly as you do, but I know that I may not be able to grasp it. I read this book a couple years ago by a preaching professor named Tom Long. He's been a renowned homiletics professor. That's what they call somebody who teaches preaching, homiletics, or a homiletician. But he wrote this book about what he thinks the role and job of a preacher is. And in the book, he stated that what sets the preacher apart from the congregation is not that they have some special power to speak for God, but rather that they have been set apart by the congregation to explore the scripture week to week. You know, most people do not have time to sit with the Bible for hours a day, let alone dig into the scholarship and theology that's out there. Not to mention the education that helps you ask those questions. And so churches choose a pastor who has some education and let them sit with it week in and week out. Some weeks I'm really good at this. Some weeks I'm really bad at this. But I think that that is the lesson in all of this. We are all seeking a word from God, whether it be from our prayer life or from the preacher on Sunday morning. And I do believe we will hear from God throughout our lives. But the key to all of this is humility. To know that every claim to speak for God isn't actually speaking for God. to know that no one has a direct line, and to know that sometimes we will think we hear the voice of God and find out later that we were just listening to our own thoughts. It happens. I'm sure it happened to Isaiah. But hopefully it provides us with some sympathy for our Christian neighbors who, just like us, are seeking a message from God, who are seeking to know and to hear, who are seeking to understand something which is beyond our understanding. Let us pray. Well, Holy God, as we gather today, we pray that you might open our ears. For you have told us that you would journey with us, that you would walk along with us. We pray that you might fill us with your word, that we might become people who live in all things according to your ways, that your peace, that your justice, that your righteousness might emanate from our lives. O Holy God, open our ears and our eyes to see and to hear you speak in this world. We pray this in your name. Amen.